Your portion, good news. Let's not forget what our portion is. Our portion is good news. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you on. We are going to get into the lesson, but before we do that, I'm going to ask that Pastor Bill be so kind to and that she be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
The Lord, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for that song, Pastor. That's your portion, and she said good news is our portion, and that good news is the word of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalms 119 and verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might sin against thee. And I like to also read that out of the Message Bible. It says, I bank your promises in the vault of my heart so I won't sin myself corrupt. Amen. Yes. Amen. Heavenly Amen. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, once more and again for the word that we're going to receive. For everyone on the broadcast, those that are listening by internet, we just thanking you, Father God, for your word. As the song says, that's our portion. Father God, bless each and every one that we will have a listening ear and that it will go down into our hearts, into the lining of our hearts, the word says, and that it will not depart. Father God, help us to meditate on it day and night. Bless each and every one, those that are sick and shut in. We know you are a healer. We have had testimonies saying how you have healed people and you're still healing today. And Lord, we ask that you will be with those that are bereaved and those that are going through. Your word tells us you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So when we have that perfect peace, there's no fear, there's no worry. We're trusting in you, Father God. So Father God, we ask that you will continue to open up our hearts and let us receive this mighty word. Bless our pastor, our teacher. Continue to be with him as he teaches the word, as he is being led by the Holy Spirit. And let us grab that, keep it, and graft it in our hearts today, Father God. Bless all the listeners, all those who asked us to keep them in prayer. And we're praying for Pastor's daughter and also Sister Veronica for her healing, for their healing, and we know that the word says, by your stripes we healed. So let us stand on your promises, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. I'm excited, brothers and sisters. I'm excited about the word of God. I'm excited about what God is doing for us today. But you know, sometimes we get in a hurry, and God spoke this word to me. He said, patience, patience. Sometimes you got to have some patience, brothers and sisters. Everything don't come like you think they are supposed to come.
Say that.
Wait, say that. I say. Have patience. If you don't have patience, that sister could have lost her foot.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it. But I don't know why the Lord always have me to just think of her all the time, especially when it comes to things like healing. We have to acquire patience, brothers and sisters. And we got it. And the reason you want to have patience, because you want to listen to God. You want to hear from God. And sometimes we get in a hurry. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We get in a hurry. But it's so many places I want to start this devotion. Because I want to tell you, man, you have to be strong in the Lord for this stuff I'm talking about. You have to be strong in the Lord to have the kind of patience that God requires. Because it'd be all kind of things going on. And you'd be like, okay, Lord, why? Why not? And before I really get into the lesson today, I don't know when it's going to be, but y'all get ready. We're going to have one explosive week of testimony that gave results. We're going to have testimony that gave results. These testimonies that we're going to have for a whole week, every day. And I got some stuff. You got to almost go. Matter of fact, I may put some of that stuff on Facebook just to show people the miracle working of God. I get to talking about Evangelist Renee so much, I forget how many miracles not only God had made for me, but in my immediate family. My niece died and got pictures of it. pictures. And she came back. You can see the tube, the whole nine yards. But anyway, but we're going to have a whole week. I got some powerful testimonies. So y'all stay tuned. And I'm trying to put it together. And but I know Evangelist Renee is going to be on there. Sister Roper going to be on there. Miracle is going to be on there. Sister Ursula, she's going to be on there. Evangelist Ursula, she's going to be on there. And Sister Belinda Anderson. I'm talking about people with powerful testimony. And we're going to get ready, and we want people to come and listen to these powerful testimonies for 1 week straight. They're going to be some powerful. And if you know anybody need to be healed, delivered, or set free, if they join this broadcast, it ain't going to cost them nothing. At the end of the service, they don't have to say, well, what's the catch here? It's none of that. It's no money. None of that. These folks are just happy to glory in the things of God. I'm excited, man. What God showed me. I'm excited. A whole week of testimony.
All right. Praise God.
I was telling Sister Roper, and she said, you know, that's strange, Pastor. She said, because we just had a testimony Friday. I said, well, praise God, because we have a thankful Friday all the time. But she said they had a testimony Friday. And after I told her that I wanted to use her, that the Lord had put her in my spirit. Because sometimes people, it's good to hear the things that God is doing. I'm excited, man.
Yeah.
Let me get on
that's
the list.
Right.
Talking
say
about
that.
Patience. We're just going to have to be patient. Hallelujah. Any feet? You had something to say, Pastor. I'm sorry.
No, Pastor. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm telling you, it's just beautiful to hear what God is doing in this day and in this time. So, I'm so looking forward to that. Amen.
Right. Amen. But we're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 8. And it reads like this. Better is the end of the thing. What I said in the book of. I know it's in the book of Ecclesiastes. But anyway, let me go on and read this one. It says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning of. And the patient in the spirit is better than the proud in spirit. That's what I was looking for. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I'm sorry, Pat, I got so much paper going on here.
That would be Ecclesiastic, the book of Ecclesiastic, the 7th chapter and the 8th verse.
I don't know why I was in Ezekiel. I'm glad you repeated that. Praise God.
And while she's finding that, anybody else to have a testimony? Touch bases with me some kind of way, because that week is going to be awesome, and it's real soon. But you're going to get some powerful testimony how God actually brought some people alive, and you're going to see it on the pictures. You just have to have access to Facebook. I'm sure she'll put them on. But like I said, it's some powerful testimony going to go forth. I really pray about it that God tell me it's going to be done, and so people that want to get healed, delivered. If they'll just tune in, it ain't going to cost them one red cent. Matter of fact, I'm about ready to tune in so they can get their healing. Hallelujah. I better read that again, because I don't want to mislead nobody. I want all of us to stay on the same page. Ecclesiastes, it says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Therefore, and the patient in the spirit is better than proud.
Amen. From the Message Bible, endings are better than beginnings. sticking to it is better than standing out. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times people, they get excited about the end, the beginning. But brother, sister, let me tell you, the end of the thing is better. You know why? Because you got directions. The end of the thing, because a lot of times people, they don't want to get started in businesses and different things because, but forget that. You're planting a seed. See, see what it going to look like. See what it look like once the seed is planted. See, there's a lot of people, they don't have any idea about the church. The church is a glorious church. God wasn't making a physical church, but a glorious church. So when you see it through the optical nerve, do you see a glorious church or do you see a physical church? See? But if you understand better is the end of the thing than the beginning, because at the end, if now it's come through patience. Let me say this again. It comes through patience.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't talk about that because patience is something that you must acquire. This kind of patience, the God kind of patience, must be acquired through the Holy Ghost. So 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14. Devil, I bind your lying spirit up. This internet is going to work. Hallelujah. You need to go back to the picture. First Thessalonians 5:14. In your patience possess you your souls. Hallelujah.
Ooh. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Get along among yourselves, each of you doing your part. Our counsel is that you warn the freeloaders to get a move on. Gentle encourage the stragglers and reach out, excuse me, for the exalted, pulling them to their feet. Amen.
Yeah,
and then it's be patient with each. With each person. Amen.
Yeah. We've been encouraged to encourage the brothers and the sisters to instruct those who are not living right. Cheer them on. Build them up. Encourage them. Don't talk about how weak their faith is, but tell them how strong their faith is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Esteem them. Esteem them higher. If you can, esteem them higher than yourself.
Yes.
You say, well, why would you do that? You got to see it spiritually. You're planting seeds. Yeah.
Amen.
Look what God did to Jesus. He exalted Jesus above his own name. He said, I give you a name above all names. That include God. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You insult somebody, and there's two things going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen now. The Bible says, and I want you to know this. See, when you exalt somebody, you got to understand, brothers and sisters, it takes patience to watch for the development. The development. You may not see it right away, but start exalting people. Because here's what you're actually doing. Can I tell you what you're actually doing? You're sowing seed. Spiritually. And so if you exalt somebody, what you think is going to happen to you? Preacher, what you think going to happen? When you sow something in the ground, especially now, it's during that season, getting ready to sow a bunch of flowers and gardens and all this. You think they're doing that for nothing? You think they're doing that for zip? You think they're doing that for zero? No. No, they're expecting a crop. So you just start sowing those seeds of exaltation. Well, you know, that's not my ministry. Stop listening to the devil lies. That is your ministry. That's who you are. That's what you are. You are a healer. That's why you speak that. You are a deliverer. You've been called to be an ambassador. We are able ministers of the New Testament. Don't get me to preaching up in here today. That's what you are. I tell you what you are. Yeah. You're an exalter. You need to exalt your brothers and your sisters in the Lord.
Amen.
Know that, hey, because you're weak, God is strong. Paul said, in my weakness, there is my strength made perfect in the Lord. But it requires patience, brother and sister. Not toward some people, but toward all people. You done spoke in somebody's life. Stay there with it. Just be patient. It's going to happen. Just be patient. Okay?
Amen.
Luke says, and I mean, that's how you possess your soul, man. Think about it. That's how you get, that's how you're going to be able to possess your soul. In Luke 21:19, praise God, hallelujah. It's going to work, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Luke 21:19, hallelujah. I did say 21, and how about I do 19 instead of 21, huh?
All right, Pastor.
Okay, we're going to do Luke 21, and then we're going to do verse 19. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has given us already. In your patience, possess ye your soul. Hallelujah. Don't get no plainer.
Amen, Pastor. You want to read that one more time? Amen.
In your patience, possess ye your soul. Your patience is going to possess ye yourself. Mine won't work for you.
Hallelujah, good Lord. Send the message, Bible. There's no telling who will hate you because of me. Even so, every detail of your body and soul, even the hairs of your head, is in my care. Nothing of you will be lost. Amen, amen.
So be your patient. Now, your is all predicated on you now. You can't put it on nobody else. Your wife, your husband, your sister. No, this is all on you now. By your endurance, for a better way of saying, by your endurance, your patience, you will save your own soul. Because you're going to wait on the Lord. See, that's what you're going to do. I like what Proverbs 14:29. I like what it says. See, sometimes there's got to be a contrast is drawn between the patience and the haste in spirit. A lot of times people get hasty in spirit. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. But he that is haste in spirit exalt folly. Proverbs 14:29.
Amen. From the Message Bible, slowness to anger makes for deep understanding. A quick-tempered person stockpiles stupidity. Amen. My Lord.
Yeah. Did y'all read it one more time, Pastor?
Amen. Slowness to anger makes for deep understanding. A quick-tempered person stockpiles stupidity. Amen.
Yeah. See, a person of great understanding, you get both sides of everything. You understand what God is saying. You know, you get, as far as you're concerned, you know, you're patient. You're waiting on God. That's what you do. You're patient. See? Mm-hmm. So that's what that scripture is saying. A person of great understanding is patient. But he's short-tempered. Don't always be high-minded. When you're like that, you become stupid. You become stupid, okay?
Yeah.
Have to take over for a few minutes.
Amen, amen. And I just like to read that also out of God's word. And that's Proverbs 14:29. A person of great understanding is patient, but a short temper is the height of stupidity. Amen. So let us be patient. Let us not be quick tempered. Let us, because when we be patient, we have that understanding, and God will direct us. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. See, who are credited as an example of patience? You go to the book of James, the fifth chapter, and we'll go there. James 5. Listen, brother and sister, that's where the Holy Ghost come in, too. For those that don't know, that's part of the fruit of the Spirit, is being patient.
Amen.
Yeah. You can't be patient. One thing, I know a couple of people in my life, they listen very well. Being patient requires you to listen, too. You listen, make sure you get a clear understanding of things. Because it's easy to fly off the handle. Sometimes, it's easy, especially if your team losing or your team ain't playing at the front. It's easy to get bent out of shape. Calm down. Pop the brakes. You know, be patient. In the book of James, the fifth chapter and the 10th and 11th verse, it's all about patience. You'd be surprised how many arguments you can settle by just being patient. Because sometimes it takes that moment, that silence, to clear the air. But if you're going to jump in there with the argument, you're going to make it worse. Now it's going to get worse. Because there's no understanding.
Right.
There's no understanding. See, you hollering, he hollering, she hollering, she hollering, he hollering, he hollering. See, everybody hollering. Be patient. See, I'll just let it all calm down. Then I'll speak my peace. But take my brother, the prophet, for an example, suffer affliction and a patient. Ye have heard of the patience of Job.
Amen, amen. Excuse me. From the Message Bible, take the old prophets as your mentors, then put up with anything. Went through everything. Let me say that again. They put up with anything and went through everything and never once quit. All the time honoring God. What a gift life is to those who stay the course. You've heard, of course, of Job's staying power. And you know how God brought it all together for him at the end. That's because God cares right down to the last detail. Amen. Hallelujah.
And a lot of times, amen. Thank you, Pastor. A lot of times because it had nothing to do with you. A lot of times you got to demonstrate your patience on the unjust. On all men. The Bible said we have to be patient with all men. I don't care if they're saved or not. Even the unsaved. You got to be.
Yeah.
And then sometimes people can see Christ in you. Yeah.
That's right.
It ain't always
about
talking. Sometimes we have to develop that patience. So what the trying of your faith. The Bible says know that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So let her have her way. You know, a woman, I always like to think patient as a woman. You know, a woman, she got it. You go pick her up. I'm talking about people who single and stuff like that. I learned something. Then you go pick her up, and you got to do this and do that. You got to be patient. They may want to pull some extra lipstick. You got to be patient, you know. They got to fix up their stockings. You got, man, sitting at that car running. And, you know, gas is high now. Anyway, got to be patient. Just wait. Because at the end, it's going to be better for you. Some of you women, y'all, I'm going to say this, I'm going to be pretty much done. Sometimes you ask your man, did you fix this, honey? I want you to fix it. Or ask your child, why he so slow? Man, if I had my, I had a hammer, I'd get up there and do it myself. Sometimes you just be patient. Pump the brakes. Ain't nobody going nowhere. Pump the brakes. Let's go. You know. Just be patient. I've heard people say, just be patient with me. And I'm going to tell all of you all right now, if y'all like me, that doesn't really matter. As far as I'm concerned, if you can't Christ, I can't help you. But I'm going to tell you this. God ain't finished with me yet. I'm still under construction.
That's right. You too. Yeah.
I'm still under construction. Be patient.
Yeah.
And if you admit it, you're still working on some stuff on your building. I mean, the foundation there, and you're going to put some bricks. But wait a minute. You know, you working on your spiritual house. So just be patient.
Yeah.
I was looking at this construction site, and I'm going to be, them people, I'm wondering why them people have been out there so long. Well, it's been so wet out there. If they put the big, heavy equipment to try to finish that thing, it's going to sink in the ground. How about I go through there and saw how they done messed up that yard, because that ground is still wet and muddy, and they're trying to get that big crib and the idea came to me then, if they just be patient, give it a couple of days, you know, that stuff will get back hard, and you can roll up on there. And you ain't got to worry about sinking down in the ground.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what my thought is for today. It's very important that you pass it. If any man offend you in words, the same is a perfect man who's able to bridle his tongue. When you so the word today is learn how to just shut up sometimes, button it up. We gotta always speak on every situation. Sometimes just button it up. You're gonna win the war. Stop trying to win every battle. You may lose a couple of battles here and there, but you're gonna win the war.
That's my take.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today? What's your take on it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I just wanted to share, Pastor, when I was working as a volunteer chaplain, and you go through this course, and during that course, they taught us that you have to be patient. Don't always go into the patient's room. Just throwing out scripture. Be patient. Step back. Listen to what they're saying. Then, if they ask you, would you pray? Or if they ask you if you read a scripture, then you do that. You know, because sometimes, you know, because you feel like you're a volunteer chaplain. Well, I'm going to go in here with my word, and I'm going to give them the word and all this, you know. No, you just be patient. And so that was my takeaway. You made that come back to my remembrance when you were talking about patience, because that's what we have to be. We have to be patient with one another. It's not always about doing it right now. Plant that seed. And just like we put that seed in the ground, waiting for that flower to come up. Well, it takes time for that flower to come up. It don't just pop up. It takes time. So we have to have patience. You got to water it. You got to make sure the soil is right. And as you do that, then you keep on, you pay attention to it, and pretty soon it'll sprout up. So that takes patience, you know. Sure, you can go to the store. Now, if you're impatient, you go to the store and buy your plant already up, you know. But to develop patience, that's how it goes about. So I'm so thankful for that lesson that I learned back then, and then you brought it back. Now we have to be patient with one another, as the Word of God says. I was going to read that also from God's Word, James 5, verses 10 and 11. It says, brothers and sisters, follow the example of the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. They were patient when they suffered unjustly. We consider those who endure to be blessed. You have heard about Job's endurance. You saw that the Lord ended Job's suffering because the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Amen.
Awesome.
I just wanted to share that, Pastor.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Anybody else have anything you'd like to share before we dismiss? I'm exercising patience.
Hallelujah.
I'm exercising patience. If you have
all
something,
right.
One. I'm exercising patience.
Praise God.
Damn.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, pastors, both pastors. I was just, as you were speaking on patience, I was thinking about my grandson. When was that? 2 nights ago, my daughter, they came from California. And I think it was Sunday night, they came. And we're at a conference in Raleigh. And so my grandson, he convinced them to come to see his grandma because, you know, my grandsons, they need to see their grandma. But anyway, they went back to the hotel in Raleigh, and he started texting me. They took my phone again. I said, why did they take your phone, Nehemiah? They took my phone because I was listening to the wrong music. I said, well, boy, you need to be obedient. First of all, that's obedience, okay? And then he said, well, they tell me they're gonna keep my phone and they're gonna turn it off and they're gonna have you turn the thing off. I said, well, they haven't done that yet. I said, so since they haven't done that, be patient and talk to the Lord.
Wow, praise God.
You know, you get all excited and upset about what they said they were going to do, but they haven't done it yet. And God is on your side. So if God is on your side, why are you not waiting to see what's going to happen? Be patient. Take the time to talk to the Lord.
Praise God.
Awesome. Yes.
Praise.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Anybody else? Press one.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. As you said, Pastor, that's in the fruits of the Spirit also. Amen.
Yeah, see, to have the God kind of patient is in the fruit of the Spirit. So you can have worldly patience. And worldly patience is limited. I'm not trying to go there, but thank you for coming back with that, Pastor, because, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, the godly patience is different than the world patient. And so we're going to Evangelist Renee. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Pastor Bell has been with me when people use hope. Well, I hope I get better soon. No. You don't hope. You better claim it. And I tell people that constantly. You cannot hope and pray. You got to pray. You got to claim that thing. You got to believe that thing. It's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. And wait for God to manifest.
Yes.
Yeah. I tell people all the time, a patient is something I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, because he said, now, you didn't ask me for rain. Just grab your umbrella. Wait.
Come on.
Wait.
All right. Say that. Say
you worried about them opening up Kroger's. You worried about them opening up Walmart. That ain't where you finna get your food. I may have a raven to bring it to you.
Amen.
But we got to sometimes wait on the Lord to do things, because we don't got in our minds how it ought to be, which way it should come. You wanted to come to the plane and God bringing it through the train. See, so you got to wait sometimes. I think Evangelist Marilyn, she just said something that was real profound. But since you have to teach children that, wait a minute, you're on God's time. I'm getting that, because you're young. God will train you. You're on his time.
That's right. Amen.
I know they can't say a lot of things, but God got the last say in this matter.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
God can change parents' mind, change their heart. But we got to have to teach children that. That's the part that was so profound. She saw a teaching moment. There's all kinds of teaching moments. Just wait.
Amen.
Oh, well, you know, the Lord didn't hear me on Friday. Got to keep on waiting.
That's right.
You hear me Saturday. Just keep on waiting. See, sometimes you got to allow patience to have her perfect work. Patience got to do some stuff. That's what you got to say. Now, don't get to the word on it. Patience has to do some stuff.
That's right. That's right.
That's why he
say
said
that.
In James 1 and 4 now. But let patience have a perfect work.
Perfect
well, what
work.
Is she doing? What is she doing? She's working for you.
Amen.
She's working for your good. Let her work.
Let her work.
Yeah, let her work. Let her work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about her, you think about a woman. Let them do what they do. You may not understand it. Just let them keep on doing what they do. They're going to get it.
Amen.
You got to wait. You got to let her have her perfect work.
Yeah,
that's
that
right.
She may be, now, here's the key. That you can be perfect also.
Amen.
You won't entire want nothing. Nothing.
Come on.
If you just allow patience. And brother and sister, I'm going to be honest with you. If you're focused on the faith, wait a minute. I got to let patient do his thing. I don't know what he's doing, but it's clearing the way. It's clearing the path. I'm going to get what I want. I got to go ahead on it. Just be, wait on it. Wait on it.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
You know, sometimes they have on TikTok, for those that know about TikTok and stuff, it'll message you come on there and say, wait on it. Wait on it. But if you decide to go on, you're going to miss the real punchline. Yeah, I saw this little baby was crying. And so it looked like the little baby was going to go away. That message said, wait on it. This is not nice, but I'm going to tell you, that little boy had got hit by that baby and just went away crying. He went away crying.
Oh.
He came back and popped that little boy. Bam! I mean, it's not really fun, but I'm just saying, you got to get patient, have it work, man. But it don't always work that way, but since I'm just trying to show you. You just got to wait. It's going to work. It's coming back in your favor.
Yes.
You can't get up and run. Hang in there. It's coming. Some of y'all got blessings right now. It's actually in the loop. But the reason you can't get it, because every time God get ready to drop that thing, you running, you doing something else. You ain't where you're supposed to be.
Have mercy, Lord.
Your mind over here, and God trying to get you in line. And that's what's wrong with a lot of believers, too. They won't align themselves with what they now say. We got to align ourselves. In them streets. I better go out here and preach to somebody. You got to align yourself with the word of God. Start saying what God's word and be patient and wait on it.
Lord
Amen.
Called you hope. He called you
yeah.
hope. I'm sure what your mama called you. He said you're the very yeah. righteousness of God. But wait, patience
yes,
is righteousness.
Yes,
for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be attitude. Hey, patience in front of you.
Thank
you, Lord. I'm not seeing it right now. Because patience got it. Patience working it. That's why you don't see it right now. Patience got
Hallelujah.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, Renee. For somebody, well, I don't see it here yet. Don't worry about it, honey. Patience working it. patience.
Yeah.
You just wait on it. And before you know it, sin start coming back.
Hallelujah.
And they saw what Christ did. See, better is the end of the thing than the beginning. Because at the end, you got to
Amen.
Listen. You see a little
That's
bit.
That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank
well,
you, Lord.
See, I've been exercising patience. So